I grew up here on the West Side. My family, as I mentioned, has a history here on the West Side. My grandma, who I've referenced, she grew up on Tibbs. You grow up in the area and it kind of gets in your blood. I know you're also someone who grew up in Indianapolis. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you grew up and maybe how that has impacted you in your decision to become a police officer.
Well, I know the students of Ben Davis are going to be listening to this broadcast. So I'm going to share a little tidbit. I actually grew up on the east side of town and graduated from Warren Central High School. And even back in the 90s, I graduated, I'm going to say the date, 1991. And I know the students that are listening weren't born even at that time, so they're going to think I'm ancient. But even then, in the 90s, we had a football rivalry with Ben Davis, so Warren Central and Ben Davis. And I grew up on the east side playing sports. Now, of course, football wasn't my sport, but a different form of football. I played soccer over on the east side, and I was a part of the first female soccer team that we had for Warren Central. So growing up on the east side of town, being a longtime resident of this community, I continue to live here in Indianapolis and in Marion County. And I actually have two kids of my own who are juniors in high school. They go to a local high school here as well. And so I'm completely invested. Not only am I responsible for public safety in Marion County and in Indianapolis, but I'm also a resident and I'm a part of this community. So everything that happens here, it not only matters to me professionally, but it matters to me personally.
So you mentioned there your family. How do you balance everything you do as chief of police and also being just Tanya Terry when you're not chief of police at home?
Well, I will say that's challenging, and I've learned that the last couple of months in my new role. The demands for my time and the level of responsibility that I have are demanding, and I just have to be intentional about my time and maybe steal those moments with my family, sometimes maybe during unconventional times, because police work is a 24/7 operation, and certainly you never know when something's going to come up that will pull me away from time at home. But if I have a light schedule on a random, you know, Tuesday afternoon and a chance to go do something with my family, I'll steal those moments. But at the same time, I like to include my family in things that have to do with work. So it's not uncommon for my kids to accompany me to a community event or my family to be alongside me at some of the events that I attend. And then being intentional about balancing my schedule and certainly blocking some time for the importance of time with my family and friends and unplugging from the responsibilities.